Archie and I popped out to the Apollo Theatre in Newport to meet the cast and crew and directors of the forthcoming Christmas special, The Vicar of Dibley. The Vicar of Dibley is on at the Apollo Theatre from the 7th to the 15th, and tickets are fast running out. We had a really, really lovely, lovely chat. It's such an iconic TV series, and I was just really interested to see how the actors got to grips with playing such iconic roles. Right, Abby, so you're assistant directing. You're the Apollo players. Mm-hmm. Tell us about The Vicar of Dibley for anyone who's coming to see the TV sensation on the stage in Newport.
It's brilliant, actually. It's the absolutely lovable cast. So if you know the TV series, you will know who you're going to be seeing, because the characters are all the same in that sense. But it's slightly different to the TV series because it's got just some of the favourite moments that have been then linked into a linear play rather than it being specific episodes.
Amazing. So go on, give us an idea of some of the moments, because there are so many beautiful ones, aren't there? No spoilers, obviously. It's difficult, isn't it? Stumped.
I suppose you could say
the arrival. The arrival, yeah.
Without giving too much away, you've got Lent. You've got, certain characters kissing, and I think that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to give too much away of the whole plot itself. But
brilliant, yeah,
very, very funny, very, very good.
Do you have the section at the end where is it the vicar and Gemma Jones's character when they have their joke?
Alice.
Yes. There's several jokes throughout. You're not going to miss out on any of the jokes, don't worry.
So how have you found it, Abby? Has it been a hard task to be set with this bunch of players?
Oh, terrible, yeah. It's been really good fun, and I think we've all enjoyed the comedy of it and the laughter. And I think actually the group's just gelled really well, so it's been a really fun production from my perspective, at least. You guys feel free to say something
else.
It's
been hard rehearsal because it is so funny.
Yeah.
So when you someone drops a line and it's just absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
And no matter how many times you hear it, it's just really, really funny.
It's comedy gold, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's still bits now that I've got to pull such a straight face on stage because I'm not allowed to laugh at it.
Yeah.
But deep down, I'm just roaring inside. it's really difficult not to sort of just give that little hint of a smile because you just know you can't.
Do you feel the pressure playing such an iconic role?
A little bit, but it's, I don't know, I've just sort of gone into it and just become the character. So even sort of when I'm going home and going to work, I can sort of hear myself saying things that I think that I'd be saying as the vicar and speaking in such a manner that she would. And it's, I've loved it. I've absolutely loved every minute. I can't wait.
I find it really tricky because the characters are so iconic.
Who are you playing, Si?
I'm playing Owen.
Yeah.
And it is so hard because the characters are so iconic. People know them. So the danger is to fall into a carbon copy.
Yeah.
But that's really, because that's really hard to not do.
Yeah.
You want to do it, but you want to try and do it in your own way. Yeah. But you want to give the audience what they kind of
like
are
an idea
expecting.
Of the character.
But with your own kind of spin on it, which is really quite tricky.
How's the rehearsal process been going? So how long have you been rehearsing for?
I'd say a good couple of months now. So it's been three rehearsals a week for the last couple of months. And then there's been sort of a couple of extras in between where we've just been going through lines because there are so many lines in this production. It's all very conversational. So getting extra rehearsals in, just going through lines and meeting up with people has been really helpful. But it's been an absolute pleasure because it's not like a task having to go to rehearsal. I'm going because I can't wait to go to rehearsal sort of thing. I've really enjoyed it.
And that'll be translated next week when you're on, won't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can see the connection almost straight away. Even now in the dressing room, it's sort of this wonderful atmosphere. Mm. And it has been almost since the read-through, really.
Yeah. And Si, how are you finding Owen? Because he's kind of a few sandwiches short. Well, a picnic, a little bit, but in a very special country way.
Well, it's really challenging. I've having to really dig deep in acting to play someone who's so... He's a very interesting character, put it this way. He's very... I think he's quite charming in a certain kind of way.
I think he's a sweetie.
he has very peculiar ways.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds like you're talking about yourself, Si.
All right. No, well, when they said...
Life imitating art again?
Yes, they did actually message me and said, we can see you playing Owen. And I did wonder why they came up with that suggestion, really.
And sitting next to you, you've got Hugo. Now, Hugo, you look like you're struggling with that tie. Is that just... I think that's also life imitating art, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I wish we had clip-on tie, let's just say that. It's great fumbling backstage trying to put a tie on when you've never had to do one in your life.
Oh, quick changes.
Are you playing Alice?
No, I'm just the girlfriend.
Moral support.
I love that. And she knows how to do a tie on.
I just point out that the girlfriend is currently putting the tie on to make it so that Hugo, a grown man,
can slip it on after.
Yes.
Oh, Hugo, has it been a stretch for you finding this character?
Not really, no.
Shock horror.
Really. He's like a sappier version of me. I think she'd attest to that as well.
Yeah. And in this play, is there the burgeoning love between Hugo and Alice?
There is. It's one of the central themes.
Oh, because that is the most lovely thing in The Vicar of Dibley, isn't it?
Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah, in The Innocents.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's very nice.
It's very lovely. Nice. It's lovely to watch. It's so sweet.
Does the Vicar have any love interests? I actually can't... I know she has a couple of people that she fancies, the famous ones that come on.
Yeah, well, you know, Mel Gibson, she's mad about him. Yeah. As opposed to the people sort of around her, they're all a bit daft, I think, for her. So she's kind of, yeah, they're all just really great friends. Aww. Really great friends, but it's lovely.
So, okay, when Vicar of Dibley first came out, it was quite a new thing to have a female vicar, wasn't it? Mm. And... Abby, directing this play, it being an icon, how do you feel about that now? You know, we're in the days of Me Too, feminism has taken that, you know, ramp up, and yet we have this really wonderful country life with this awesome vicar that kind of comes in and rocks their world.
Yeah, I think, like you say, when it first came out, it was kind of quite a new thing. I think nowadays you sort of half expect it, because obviously it has loosened up in sense of actually women being clergy is not an issue at all nowadays. And that's actually, I think, really quite encouraging in that sense.
Bishop of London's a female, isn't she, at the moment?
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's what people would expect, because knowing what the Vicar of Dibley is, you expect there to be a female vicar. Yeah. You wouldn't want it to be any other way.
No.
And it's almost part of the charm of it.
Yeah, and it's kind of natural that a woman like Geraldine would become a vicar, because she's very caring, isn't she? Under all her comedy and her kind of... I love her asides to the camera, to the audience, when you're watching the TV programme. She's almost commenting on the village life for you. Do you kind of... Have you got that vibe as well while you're acting her?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can sort of pinpoint the parts when she is on the edge of losing it. And she has to sort of bring herself back and sort of like, no, I've got to deal with this in a certain way. And you almost see the sort of thought process of her going, right, okay, let's take a step back and let's start again. Oh, it's all very heavenly again. It's all very lovely. Let's try and take a different approach to this. And it's those sort of moments that have been sort of really fun to do, sort of the quick snapbacks and all the timing, especially as well, because there are those moments where she sort of is looking off and thinking, why am I here? Who are these people? What have I done? But then there's also moments when you're sort of like, she loves it. She loves it here.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. So tell us, when are you on and where are you on? Let's go through the whole shebangle again so everyone at home can be absolutely clear about this. Abby.
So we open this Friday and Saturday, and then next Tuesday through Saturday at the Apollo Theatre in Newport.
How can people get tickets?
Well, they need to be quick.
Really quick.
I think there's like the last two nights are sold out,
yeah.
And I think there's like four or five tickets available on the rest of the night. So
there's eight tickets left for the whole.
There's
so
eight tickets left
for the whole show.
The whole thing.
Get in contact with Apollo Theatre.
Yes.
Do it.
You can do it on the website. You can book through the website.
Amazing. Jim, while you're standing over there in the corner, I'm afraid I don't know your real name, sir.
We just call him Jim.
Jim, makes sense, really, doesn't it? Jim.
I just have to look in the programme to find his real name.
Here. Jim's just hiding behind a clothes rail at the minute. Jim, do you think you could do one of your iconic lines for us? Something that we might all recognise?
Which one do you want?
Speaking to the end there where the hole is.
I'd really like to try something out on you.
You want another one?
You're having fun, Jim.
Yeah. The secret to a successful marriage, Hugo.
It's booking your tickets to come and watch.
That's it.
And I'd just like to say that Hugo has, you've been rifling through the tie drawer and your girlfriend's been tying most of them for you. Good work, lady.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the brains behind the operation, clearly. And you're just the brawn, the beauty.
Yeah.
Pretty face.
Pretty face, really?
I know. I've got
to
take glasses off.
Oh, there we go.
Oh. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to give a big shout out to the people backstage because they don't often get a mention.
No.
So the props department, Peggy in wardrobe, Dan, who's on crutches at the moment, so can't actually come up the stairs.
He's the director.
So he's directing front of house and all that stuff. So it's the unseen people, because what you see on stage, it's a bit like the swan. The swan's kind of like floating gracefully on the surface, but underneath it's just flapping like mad, and I think it's the same with that. You're quite calm on stage, and as soon as you get off, you have people handing you costumes and props and panic and what's in your hat now, and then you come on stage and it's kind of,
it's the adrenaline, isn't it, that gets you. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And you've got 132 seats, nearly full,
every night
from the 7th of December, so people at home, quick, get onto the Apollo Theatre website and book your tickets ASAP.
No, yes.